Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about having aha moments. In this life of faith, God has given us, by his grace, he's given us all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And when we stop toiling, we learn how to rest in our minds. We stop toiling. We learn how to receive this grace and to see it flowing through us. We should be having aha moments literally every day, I think. When we learn to take the pressure off of our minds, this wisdom and knowledge begins to flow. And we have these aha moments literally every day. And our goal in life, like I said, we talk about often in the Abundant Life Blueprint, is to make other people great. And it's going to take some wisdom and knowledge of what to do in order to make that happen. But let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer first, and then we'll do the other half of prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. Our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, which says, "A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children." And that verse got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on to my children, hopefully grandchildren one day? And the answer to that is wisdom. Hopefully some of these aha moments that we're going to be talking about. And I made it my goal to accumulate and to pass on lessons for every area of life. And it turned into a whole program with books and courses and partners and all of these things. But out of everything we do, the most important thing is this daily communion process of we pray our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. It's about a 2-minute long prayer, mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And then we do a couple minutes of taking a few minutes to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves, and to plan our upcoming day with God, which leads us into a time of communion. And then during our communion time, we have a short teaching that we do. And then we'll take communion together. We keep a box of matzo crackers and just grape juice at our house all the time. We'll take communion together. And then it's about walking it out, walking in the things that we know to do from that point on. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, all their friends, all those connected to them, and all their church, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I just thank you, Lord, for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, and to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but starting with the people right around us. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to take a couple minutes to go through the other half of prayer. So the first thing we're going to do is let's get our minds positioned on the light. God's released us from the darkness, transferred us into the light. Let's get our minds positioned on the light first, because if we're focused on the light, it's going to grow. Whatever you are focused on, you're going to see more of in your life. We can focus on all the things that are bad and wrong and evil, and those things are going to increase only as we focus on them. Or we can focus on the light. We can focus on what's going well, what we're grateful for, all of these things, and we're going to see those things start to increase and abound in our lives. But what's going well? And if you want to track along with us, if you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com on our website there, on the free tools and resources page, there's a tracker that you can use to go through this process with us, along with some additional training on this prayer as well. But what's going well? What were your wins over the last day? What were the steps forward that you took? The ways you saw God coming through? Things you're grateful for? Let's position our minds, focus on the light first. One of the most important things to do every day, just get your mind focused on the light. And then, how are your levels of peace? God has given us, in his grace, he's given us his peace. Our natural state every day is just supposed to be overflowing peace that's beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. We just have this overflowing peace in our lives. And remember, it's like a light switch. Either it's flowing or it's not. And peace is our indicator that we are single-minded, that we are in faith, and we are single-minded on God. We've got our minds fixed on the things above, that God is working continually for my good, that he loves me and he's working continually for my good. And nothing is impossible for him. God is constantly at work in our lives. And when we fix our minds on that, it's this separation in our lives that causes us to lose our peace. It's when our thoughts are divided and we've got separation happening. We feel separated from God. We feel separation in our relationships from people. That's stressful. When our thoughts are divided, we're not sure which way to go. When we're getting divided from God's plan from our life, that's why when we make decisions, we follow the path of peace. When the separation is happening, it's not peaceful. And so this idea of peace is just oneness. You know, think about it. We have peace with God through the body of Christ. As we were reconciled to him, made one with him through the body of Christ, we have peace with him through that. And so how's your levels of peace? And it comes from, like I said, that oneness, keeping our minds fixed on God, that he's there with you. He's working for your good all the time. You've got his blessing and favor on your life. He's trying to make you great. Keeping our minds fixed on that. And then when life throws stuff at you in a day, health issues, symptoms come up, financial pressures, relationship issues, people are pushing your buttons, time pressures, all these things are coming at us in a day. They're trying to get our eyes focused on these problems. They're trying to get us thinking about these things and focusing on all these problems. And the goal is to keep our minds fixed on God. Yes, we have to handle these things of life, but we do it from a position of God's with me. He's helping me. He's working everything for my good. And we do it from this place of rest. So yes, we have to take this heavenly positioning and bring it into our everyday lives. We have to have both. And then how is your level of just overflowing joy? God has also given us his joy. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Joy is our indicator of presence. How present am I in the day and how aware am I of God's presence with me as I'm going about my day? Joy is my indicator of presence. When I get into the past, I get into the future, I start to lose my joy often. Presence is my indicator, or joy is my indicator of presence. Is there a time to look back? Yes, we did it already. We look back to glean, you know, what went well yesterday. We can look back for lessons learned, testimonies, things that God has done for us in the past. We can look forward to vision and plan with God. But then when it comes about executing our day, it's about getting into the present moment, because that's where God is. And just executing, staying more present in your day. That's where the joy is. That's where God's presence is. Getting out of the past, getting out of the future, into the present moment with God. And then what do you know to do? Over the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? There might be some administrative things. There might be some errands to do. There might be some things to do around the house. What are the things that you know to do? But then I want you to also think about, my daughter reminded me of this the other day. Jesus says, if you're abiding in me, you ask for whatever you want. This idea of want. What is the thing that's stirring in you that you want to do, that you're excited to do, that you feel motivated and compelled to do? Often those are the things that God is stirring in our life. Those are the things that he's prompting in our lives for us to do. What are the things that you actually want to do, that you're excited to do? Sometimes there's some things that you just have to do in a day, and then there's the things that you really want to do. What are those good things that you want to walk in, that you want to do in your life? You can begin to list those out as well. And then what's the most important thing you feel like God is teaching you or showing you? And this is where these aha moments come in. When we begin to take the pressure off of ourselves, we begin to rest. We begin to stop toiling and trying to figure everything out. And we begin to rest in our minds. all of a sudden, this source of just wisdom and knowledge begins to flow, and God begins to teach you and he begins to train you. And his voice, day by day, he begins to lead you to a beautiful place, a spacious place, free from all restriction. He begins to set you free more and more as you just follow his leading, you follow his voice every day. What's he been teaching you? What's he talking to you about over the last 24 hours? And a lot of times people make hearing his voice overly complicated. We just asked him to show us, to reiterate to us what he's trying to teach us over the last day. Just take a minute to get still and listen. Whatever comes to mind, just write it down. Don't worry about whether you got it right or wrong. Just write it down and keep doing that day by day. And you'll begin to discern and hear his voice more clearly. As you begin to execute and do the things you know to do, that's clearing out things out of your mind. It's removing some of the things that are blocking our mental clarity. We'll begin to hear more clearly, and his voice will begin to just lead us to this beautiful place. As your peace and joy are increasing, you're focused on the light, you're doing the things you know to do, and you're tuned into his voice, you can't help but to end up in a beautiful place if you just keep doing those basic, simple things, but you keep repeating them day after day. So let's get into this idea of just aha moments. Well, let's start with this. Our goal in life, we talk about it a lot. Our goal in life in the Abundant Life Blueprint of seeking God for a lot of years. How do I know if my life is on track? Our goal in life is to make other people great. Our goal in life is to make other people great. But the problem is, I have no idea how to do that on my own. It takes some supernatural wisdom, some supernatural knowledge to figure out how to do that. And I believe God has taken us on this path. When we get on his path and we start following his lead in our life, he takes us on this path. When we make the commitment to make other people great, he begins to take us on this path. What is the fruit of that? You're going to see he begins to make you fruitful, where every area of your life begins to grow and begins to multiply, begins to abound, but it starts from the inside out. It's going to start spiritually in your spirit, where you're going to feel this just increased connection with God, like you're living, you're truly living, you're doing the things that you were created to do. And then it's going to overflow into your mind and your emotions. You're going to feel that peace and that joy begin to stir on the inside of you. Then it's going to change your words, and it's going to change your behaviors and your actions. And that's going to overflow into your health and your time and your money, your relationships, your purpose. It's going to overflow into all those areas. But God's taken us on this path to make us fruitful, to multiply us, where we begin to overflow this into other people, and to increase greatly. That's the path he's taken us on, but it's going to require some wisdom and some knowledge. And one of the things that I had to learn how to do in my own journey with God is to stop toiling, to stop trying to figure it all out. He would begin to teach me and to show me some things. And for example, I'd be writing books and I'd be trying to figure out all the pieces, where they go and all these types of things. And what I've learned is this, is just to rest in my mind, to rest in my mind, take the pressure off of myself. And when we take that pressure off of ourselves, off of our own minds, we stop toiling and trying to figure out all the answers. All of a sudden, these aha moments just begin to flow. And I like to say they are beautiful solutions. Often in life, we're trying to figure out things we have issues or problems with, or where pieces go or things like that. And the more we toil away in our minds trying to figure it out, the more confused we get. The more we toil in our minds, we get confused. And then if we come up with solutions on our own, we come up with solutions that have side effects and just create more problems. God knows the beautiful solution. I like to say the beautiful solution is one that is the perfect solution, and it creates a ripple effect for good across every area of life. God knows that beautiful solution, and it only comes from him. He's the true source of wisdom and knowledge. So let's take a look at this right here, this real quick right here from Colossians chapter 2. This is Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 2. The Apostle Paul says, "My purpose is that the people would be encouraged in heart and united in love, so they may have the full riches of complete understanding." What is it they're supposed to understand? My book, The Eighth Date, I went through several years. God showed me you need to develop understanding. And what was it? After several years of seeking and training and him leading me, what was it that I needed to understand? Grace. That God is continually working for our good. That God is not, we talked about yesterday, reciprocating. He's not doing bad to us because we do evil or bad. God is doing continually good for us all the time. And he's given us literally everything he has in Christ. His spirit, his mind, his wisdom, his knowledge, his love, his peace, his joy, his power. He's given us everything he has in Christ. And he's doing continually good for us all the time. That's what we're supposed to understand. That's what we're supposed to get. When we have that full riches of understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom, in Christ, are hidden all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, Jesus was made unto you wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Jesus was made unto you wisdom. Book of James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, but let him ask what? Single-mindedly, like we talked about, or just fixed on God, that we're in faith and we're single-minded. What's my indicator that I'm single-minded? Peace. When you are in peace, when you are in this state of peace, all of a sudden, these aha moments are going to begin to flow. And you're going to know some things that you could not know otherwise. And you're going to start to have them. As you have more and more peace every day, these aha moments are going to begin to flow and flow and flow and flow and flow. And you're going to know more and more every day. You're going to have these insights and revelations that you could not get otherwise, because they don't come from toiling away and trying to figure it out. They don't come always even from book learning. In the world, we've been taught that this path is just read books, read books, read books, read books, read books. It's seeking God. Seeking God, he's the true source of wisdom. He may direct you to read a certain book, but he's the source of wisdom. He knows how to show you where to look. He can just give it to you directly in your spirit and in your heart. You can know things from the inside out. God can just begin to teach them to you. As you keep your mind and your heart fixed on him, and you set the intention, you set the goal, I'm going to make other people great. And you put the pressure on him to flow through you to make it happen. You don't try to figure it out. You just rest in your mind and you look for opportunities to do good. You get set your mind fixed that God's working for my good. He's going to help me do this. You get more present in your day. All of a sudden, these aha moments are just going to flow and your wisdom and your knowledge are going to increase so rapidly, you're going to be amazed. They're going to increase so rapidly, you're going to be amazed. But we're going to take communion over this. Every time we take communion, first of all, we just do so with just reverence and awe for what Jesus did. And just joy as well. Just joy and delight that we've got this new covenant with God. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in him. Think about Proverbs. It says that with wisdom come riches and honor and long life. Everything we desire is found in her, is more precious than gold and silver and precious stones. All that's in Christ, and that's in us. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. God's given all this on the inside of us already. Truly some amazing promises. And so what we use communion for, it's a time, first of all, every time we take communion, we're bringing the sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment. And we're receiving this by faith. By faith means we have to receive it. Believe you receive the things that you ask for when you pray. We're going to be receiving this right now, that Jesus was made unto us wisdom and knowledge. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in him, and we have that. It's in us. So we're going to be receiving that today. As we take communion, we break this bread. That's symbolic. If we're letting go of the old ways of trying to toil and figure everything out, and we're activating this promise in our lives. We have all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we're going to have aha moments literally every day from this point on in our life. We're going to have aha moments. And what I want you to do is when you get these aha moments, make sure you record them. Make sure you record your journey, the things that God's teaching you, because they're going to be important to teach somebody else at some point. Make sure you record them. Get them written down. Write them down. Record them on video or audio some way. Get them recorded and captured in some way, because it's going to be valuable for somebody else. So every time we take communion, like I said, we're bringing this sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment. And we're going to be receiving this, that God was made, Jesus was made into his wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. And we're just going to take a second here as well, just to meditate on God's steadfast, unfailing love for us. He sent Jesus, his one and only son, to die for us. If he sent Jesus, how would he not freely give us all things? including this wisdom and knowledge. And think about this. God loves you with an unfailing love, unconditional, unfailing love. Think about how much he loves you and how much he's done for you in your life. Think about how much, how powerful he is, that nothing is impossible for him. You put those two revelations together. He loves me and nothing is impossible for him. He'll do anything he can to help me. He sent Jesus to die for me. He'll do anything he can to help me. And nothing is impossible for him. You put those two revelations together and it is extremely powerful. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said this very simple thing, "Take it, receive it." So at this moment when you take this bread, we're receiving Jesus was made unto you. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in him. We don't have to toil. We don't have to stress to figure it all out. We can have this internal knowing and we can have aha moments starting today from this point on and forever, every day. If you have your bread, let's go ahead and take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He says, "This is the cup of the new covenant poured out for the forgiveness of sins. New covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So as we take this cup, this is the activation. We're setting the intention. We're making other people great. And God's going to begin to flow this wisdom and knowledge through us that we're going to have aha moments every day. We thank you for this cup, Father, and what it represents in Jesus' name. All right. So now it's simply about walking it out. Taking that pressure off of yourself. Stop putting the pressure on other people. Stop putting the pressure on yourself. Stop beating yourself up, trying to figure it all out, toiling away, and just resting and trusting, putting your eyes on God, that he's going to be the source of wisdom. He's going to begin to flow that through you. But that wisdom is not just meant for you. Like I said, I want you to record it. When these insights and revelations and knowing what to do, when it comes, make sure you record them. We're going to record them, and ultimately, you're probably going to get them packaged into something that's going to begin to make other people great. We're going to begin to walk this out. We're going to begin to know what to do in our lives, and we're going to take that wisdom and knowledge. We're going to use it and turn it into something that can be a blessing to a lot of people. You want to become great in the kingdom, we have to become the servant of many. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, our goal is to build this community of people who are making each other great. We've got a whole series of teachings I've been recording. I've been taking the things God has been teaching me and I've recorded them. They're packaged in a series of courses and emails that guide you step by step through everything we do. Along with, we do regular times to connect and do on Zoom, we do times to connect and pray and hold each other accountable and to bring the best out of each other. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.